一踏入十二月，其實你就已經開始在市面上面感受到一個濃厚的聖誕氣氛。
Even when it was before December, you must have already felt the Christmas spirit in the atmosphere.
在橱窗里面的装饰，百货公司里面的大减价，每个人都预期今年他们的圣诞节是会怎样过的。
The window decorations, the pre-Christmas sales at the stores, everyone has been anticipating how they should celebrate this Christmas.
我们会预期我们会有假放，我们会预期有大小不同的宴会，我们甚至乎会预期我们有不同的礼物我们会收到。
Well, we anticipate the vacations, we anticipate all the parties of various sizes, and we also anticipate the many presents we are about to receive.
但当我们每一个人预期圣诞节今年会怎样过的时候，其实你有没有想过，其实圣诞节是在一个人从来没有预期过的情景和时间的底下来到出现呢？
However, when everyone was anticipating how they would pass this Christmas, has itAnyone actually thought about Christmas came in the most unanticipated way.
你知唔知啊？就连圣诞节嘅主角，我哋嘅主耶稣基督，佢嘅父母啊，玛利亚同埋约瑟，佢哋都冇预期过噶。
Even include the main characters of Christmas, Mary and Joseph, the parents of Lord Jesus, they had never anticipated this.
佢哋从来冇预期过，就系上帝会拣选一个咁样嘅方法，喺一个咁样嘅时段，使用佢哋两个人将主耶稣基督带到呢个世界。
They've never anticipated God would have chosen such a way through the both of them to bring Lord Jesus into the world.
其实如果你有机会，你去睇路加福音第一章，你就会知道。
Well, you'll come to fully appreciate this when you read the first chapter of Luke.
在那里就是当天使将耶稣基督的降生的消息带来的时候，你记不记得玛利亚的反应是什么？玛利亚的反应就只是一句，怎么会有这事呢？
Now, when the angel brought the news of Jesus' birth, do you remember Mary's first reaction? Well, her reaction was, how could this be?
而在马利福音的描述的里面，其实你更加可以看到约瑟，即是主耶稣的爸爸，他对于这件事从未预期过的一个的反应。
And also based on the gospel according to Matthew, you could totally see Joseph's reaction to this proclamation. He's never expected this.
马利福音第一章十八至十九节，佢咁样讲，佢话耶稣基督嘅降生是这样的。耶稣嘅母亲玛利亚许配了约瑟，他们还没有成亲，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了人。
So it was stated in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 19.Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿张扬使她受辱，就打算暗中与她解除婚约。
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
你见唔见到啊？冇预期过。冇預期過到一個嘅地步，約瑟甚至想暗暗咁樣嚟咧，同瑪利亞解除婚約。
Oh, could you see that Joseph was so caught off guard that he even resolved to quietly divorce Mary?
點解嘅？係咪約瑟信唔過瑪利亞
？Why would he do that? Didn't he trust Mary at all?
嗱，呢個我唔夠膽講。嗱，但係。问题就是圣灵怀孕，从圣灵里面感孕，喂，这件事又真的的而且确实在太叫人难以置信。
Now, I don't want to second guess the situation, but this whole idea of conception by the Holy Spirit, wouldn't you say that's hard to believe?
而更何况就是如果你看回路加福音，根据路加福音给我们的资料，就是当天使对玛利亚来到去讲话耶稣会降临的时候，玛利亚要生的是一个什么？是一个至高神的儿子啊。
And also not to mention when you look at the book of Luke, according to the book of Luke, and the angel actually told Mary that she was going to give birth to the Son of Most High.
嗱，约瑟唔系唔知道呢一个至高神嘅儿子系边个。
Now that Joseph didn't mean that Joseph didn't know who the Son of the Most High was.
约瑟知道这个所谓的至高神的儿子，就是那个以色列人日思夜想、日望夜望，望了好几百年，就是上帝要差来拯救以色列人的救主。
In fact, Joseph knows too well that he is the one the Israelites have been long waiting for hundreds of years, the one Savior sent by God.
是啊，大家都已经等了好几百年的了，终于今天等到了，但是比着你是约瑟的话，我想你都不会想象得到，就是这个救主要在你家里面降生吧。
Well, yes, they have been finally, they have been waiting for a few hundred years now, and now finally he is here, if you were Joseph. But I bet you would never have anticipated that the Savior would be born in your house.
因为你没有预期过，其实你就是真的很难相信的，是吧？
Because whatever you did not anticipate, it's something that is really hard for you to fathom.
而今天我们很多人都是这样的，就是你预期不到，你就是很难相信咯。
Well, nowadays we are like that exactly. Something we cannot imagine, that's something that's hard to believe.
但你知感謝神的地方是什么？就是上帝不是不知道我们是一些这样的人，就是在一个这样的时候里面，其实我们的信心真的可以很小。
Well, God knows too well what we are. So at these very moments, our faith could be very little.
结果在约瑟这个的过案里面，神怎么做啊？神就是专程将他的使者差来，来亲自向约瑟来到释宜。
Well, in this case, what did God do? God actually sent forth an angel to proclaim this to Joseph.
圣经里话俾我听，主的使者去到约瑟的梦的里面向他显现。
And the Bible says an angel of the Lord appeared to him in his dream.
马太福音第一章第二十至到廿一节，佢咁样讲。他说他一直想着这事，这个他就是讲的约瑟。主的使者就在梦中向他显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，只管放胆把你的妻子玛利亚迎娶过来。
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, it says there, But as he considered, he means Joseph, when he was considering these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David,Do not fear to take Mary as your wife.
因为她怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她必生一个儿子，你要给她起名叫耶稣，因为她要把自己的子民从罪恶当中拯救出来。
For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
如果在这段经文里面，你将英文的版本和中文的版本比较一下的时候，你发觉在英文的译本里面好像多了一只字。
Now in this verse, if you compare and contrast the English translation versus the Chinese translation, you find that there's one more word in the English version.
那只字叫做 behold.
The word is behold.
Behold 是什么意思？ Behold 的意思就是，喂，看下啦，看啊，你来看下啦，这样的意思。
Well, behold, it means come, come and take a look.
英文应该要翻译翻这个原文的语气出来，有什么作用呢？
Well, in English Bible, why they try to stick to the original version and even translate the tone of the verse?
作用就是特别对到你和我读的人的时候，他要我们留意，就是留意一下，就是天使以下下来，他要跟约瑟要讲的究竟是什么。
Well, the reason is to draw your attention and my attention to what the angel has to say to Joseph in the remaining part of the verse.
为什么我们要留意啊？是因为原来真间当天使来到要讲那番的说话，虽然都只不过是几句的说话，原来天使就已经带了给约瑟三个很重要的信息。
Why do we have to pay attention to this? Because in those few words to come, there are three significant meanings contained in that verse.
第一个信息，天使要话俾约瑟听，玛利亚系清白噶。
Those three messages, the very first message, the angel wanted to let Joseph know that Mary is innocent.
之前嘅时候，天使只系将耶稣降生呢件事讲俾玛利亚一个人知。
Originally, the angel only proclaimed Jesus' birth to Mary alone.
但系而家呢？上帝的使者他要亲自来话给约瑟听，以致约瑟可以对于圣灵感应，就是玛利亚的怀孕这一方面能够释宜。
How about now? God's angel personally came to Joseph so that Joseph could accept the facts that this conception from the Holy Spirit, and he can have no doubt about it.
玛利亚不是不忠，而是他当真在那一刻里面被上帝所拣选，要成为救主来临的媒介。
So there was nothing wrong about Mary. In fact, she was chosen by God to be the channel of the birth. This is the first message. A very important message to Joseph. The second message, the angel's words were to give Joseph an assurance. The angel assured Joseph that the baby which was about to be born was indeed the Savior, the Messiah they've been waiting for.
天使说, 玛利亚必生一个儿子, 你要给他起名叫耶稣。
The angel proclaimed that Mary will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
你知不知道耶稣的希伯来原文正正就是神的拯救的意思?
Now, Jesus in Hebrews, in the ancient Hebrews, it means God's salvation.
而他再解释下去就说, 这个孩子要把自己的子民从罪恶当中拯救出来。
And in the following verse, it starts to say that this child will rescue his own people from sins.
若瑟不用猜了,因为天使已经画公仔画到出场,这个的而且确是以色列人过去这么多年所等待的救主。
So that Joseph does not have to guess anymore. Everything has been laid out in plain sight already. This is the Savior Israelites have been waiting for many years.
等了这么多年,终于等到了。 救主就要在现在这一刻,就在这个约瑟的家里面来降临。
For all these years, the moment has finally come. At this very moment, the Savior will be born in your house, in Joseph's house.
所以,不理得约瑟你究竟有没有预期到都好, 今日上帝就已经预期了,要将这么多年来对以色列人的应许,要在约瑟和玛利亚的家里面应验出来。
Therefore, no matter Joseph, whether you had anticipated this or not, today, God has anticipated himself to fulfill this promise, which is the promise that's been prophesied in the past for so many, by so many people, and this promise will be fulfilled in your house.
好了,那你问,究竟这个是什么应许啊?
You might want to ask, what is this promise exactly?
于是来到第三个很重要的信息,就是天使就引用了以赛亚书第七章的说话来提醒约瑟。
Hence the third message, the angel used Isaiah 7 to bring the message to Joseph.
马太福音第一章22到23节他这样说,他说,这整件事的发生,是要应验主藉着先知所说的,必有同女怀孕生子,他的名要叫以马内利,以马内利就是神与我们同在的意思。
So in Matthew chapter 1, verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
天使说这件事的发生是要应验主藉着先知所说的话。
So the angel says all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
什么叫应验啊?
What does fulfill mean?
应验不是说有些人要故意将一些事情令到它发生。
The word fulfill does not mean that someone wants to make this thing to happen.
应验的意思就是上帝老早已经预期那样东西会发生,而现在就要实现在你的面前。
Well, it means that long time ago, God has anticipated it to happen, and now this is the time of fulfillment.
就是必有同女怀孕生子,他的名字叫做以马内利。
Which means a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
而以马内利的意思就是神与人同在的意思。
And the meaning of Emmanuel is God with us.
就是神要藉着这个孩子的诞生,他要切切实实将神与人同在的应许实现在人的当中。
Which means through the birth of this child, God is going to fulfill this promise, God with us.
而这个应许的实现是不需要由人去预期的。
This fulfillment of the promise need not to be anticipated by man.
因为上帝老早已经预期了它是会发生。
Because God has already anticipated it to happen way back in time.
就是神要差他的儿子道成肉身, 来到住在我们的人的当中。
His anticipation was God would send his son, the Word, to become flesh and dwell among men.
甚至乎为人的罪的缘故，写上自己的身体，就钉在这个十字架上，流出他的宝血。
Even lay down his life for the sin of men to be nailed on the cross and shed his precious blood.
以致你和我今天的生命，我可以因为他的牺牲的缘故，我们能够可以得拯救。
So that our lives, because of his sacrifice, we could be saved.
不是因为我们有什么好，有什么值得，而是这个是上帝已经预期了给我们的应许，就是他要爱我们，并且要爱我们到底。
Not because you and I are worth it. It's only because God, as he himself had anticipated, he loves us, and he even loves us to the end.
当然,若然你心水清的话,你看回以赛亚书,你就会发现以马内利这四个字其实有相同的意思。
Of course, if you look up the Bible or yourself, when you look up the book of Isaiah, you would discover that the word Emmanuel actually has dual meanings.
当神要与人同在的时候,一方面是代表了他要向人的罪问责。
While on one hand it means God with us, on the other hand, he asks men to be accountable to their sins.
他要为人带来了公义的审判。
And he would bring about righteous judgment to men.
所以上帝若然要与人同在的话，其实你预咗，他预咗人是需要离开罪恶，因为以马内利就系确实有一个警告人要在上帝嘅面前圣洁嘅意思。
So in order for you to be with God, Emmanuel, the word, also implies that you are anticipated to stay away from sins.
但是与此同时， 神与人同在的时候， 神同样地应许了要为人带来拯救。
However, at the same time, when God is with us, God also promises to bring salvation to man.
即使今日你和我仍然陷在罪和黑暗当中。
So today, when we are still deep in our sins,
神必然要来到在人的里面，来到兑现他这个拯救的承诺，为每一个求告他的人，来带来更新并且永远的生命。
And God will fulfill the promise of salvation to mankind for all who seeks him. He will bring eternal life.
而今日你和我能够可以见到的，就是正正这一份的承诺，原来已经完完全全实现在这个十字架的上面，就是耶稣基督为你和我写上他自己的恩典。
So what you can see today is the complete fulfillment of this promise on this cross in front of you. It is Jesus' grace of self-sacrifice.
或许在天使还未来跟约瑟来讲这一番说话之前的时候，约瑟是预期不到神是可以这样来将一份与神同在的应许带到人的中间。
So before the angel revealed this to Joseph, he never would have anticipated that God would fulfill the promise of Emmanuel in this particular way.
不过正如我先前所说，其实人预不预期得到这个正不重要。 紧要的就是上帝老早已经预期了。
Just like I have been telling you, it doesn't matter what Joseph could not anticipate. It only matters that God had anticipated this.
而天使来到约瑟里面的说话的时候，甚至乎这一番的说话都是今日给你和我，却为了约瑟和我们带来了一份不预期的肯定。
Therefore, what the angel had to say to Joseph today, it is also relevant to us, which is to bring an unanticipated assurance to all of us here.
就是今日他同样地预期在你和我的身上要兑现他的承诺，他预期要将厚厚的恩典赐给在我们的生命里头。
Which is he has already anticipated his promise will be fulfilled for us. He anticipated that he would fill our lives with his abundant grace.
他预期的要与我们同在，他预期的要爱我们。 他甚至乎预期要透过他自己在十字架上面的牺牲，来赐给我们一份厚厚丰盛的生命。
He anticipates to be with us all the time and anticipate to love us. Moreover, anticipate to give us an abundant life.
老实讲，当今日的水面，今日之前，我要为今日受洗的弟兄姊妹，来预备今日的水礼的时候，我发现其实他们同样地需要一份这样的肯定。
So to tell you the truth, when I was helping these brothers and sisters who are about to get baptized, whether it's the right time for them to get baptized. I find that they all needed an assurance.
事关当我同佢倾偈嘅时候，其实佢哋都对于洗礼之后会发生啲乜嘢事，洗礼之后佢哋嘅生命会变成点，佢哋都有好多好唔预期嘅地方。
So at the least, they did not anticipate what being baptized truly represents and what would happen after their baptism.
所以佢会问我噶，佢话牧师啊，我 ready 未啊？
So therefore, they asked me, Pastor, am I ready yet?
我使唔使再做好啲，我先至有资格嚟到去受洗啊？
Do I need to do better to be better so that I'm qualified for this baptism?
你喺一个冇预期嘅情况底下去问呢啲问题，其实都好正常。
So when there's no anticipation, it is actually quite normal to ask these questions.
直到我解释俾佢哋听，就系洗礼唔系一个佢哋追求属灵生命成长到达某一个嘅程度嘅终点，而系佢哋立志佢哋嘅生命要成长起嚟嘅一个起点，佢哋心里边先慢慢能够被释疑。
Not until I explained to them, baptism is not the end of the growth of your spiritual life; it is the beginning. Then they started to put down their hesitation.
我就同佢哋讲，我话就好似用长跑嘅术语嚟讲啊，喂，而家唔系你跑完全程，而家冲线哦受洗啦咁样，而系你啱啱先至听到嗰个吹鸡，你而家先起步啊。Using
the analogy of running a marathon, is that we're not talking about racing past the finishing line. I'm getting baptized. What it is that it's just the beginning of the race after the blast of the starting pistol.
所以你话，如果呢一个系终点嘅话，你跑完啦，究竟我下一步应该点啊？我预期唔到喎，咁呢样嘢我都好明白嘅。So
when you're looking at the finishing line, you're saying that, hey, I've finished my race. What happened next? I really can't answer you myself.
但系如果今日里面我话俾你听，呢个系起点嚟嘅咋？起步之后你要点？其实你就一劲预期到，预期得到，就系个答案就系吹鸡落，咪跑咯。However,
if I'm telling you this is the starting, and you can totally anticipate what needs to be done, the answer is you just need to start running.
你可以预期嘅就系你有更多有关上帝嘅事情，你需要去认识。
You can anticipate there will be much more about God that you need to experience in the days to come.
你需要嘅就係有，你可以預期嘅就係有更多有關上帝係一個點樣嘅上帝，你還需要去明白同經歷。
And also much more about God's nature for you to understand.
你點樣活一份？你哋係跟隨耶穌基督嘅生命，你點樣繼續嘅嚟到去經歷同埋鍛鍊，以至於你能夠生命一日一日嘅嚟到去跟隨耶穌。
And also, how are you going to live a life that follows Jesus? And also, you need to learn discipline so that your life may be closer to Jesus as each day goes by.
所以我俾佢哋嘅信息就係：今日你哋之所以可以接受洗禮，係因為神預期咗，只係得一個嘅原因。So
my explanation is today, there's only one reason that for you to get baptized.
就係你立定心志。 去表明今日你要接受呢位主耶稣，并且愿意佢成为你生命嘅主，接受呢一份你从来冇预期过你会得到嘅应许，就喺你预期以后嘅人生嘅里面继续跟随佢呢个嘅决定。So
it is to show your determination today to receive this unanticipated promise, that is to accept Lord Jesus as your Savior, and then to anticipate a decision in your remaining lifelong journey that you will continue to follow him.
是不是就是这样啊?
Is that all?
就是这样咯。
That is all.
即使你预期不到是这样，但是今日神就是预期你要是这样。
So whatever you cannot anticipate, God has anticipated this for you.
所以呢，当每一年去到圣诞节，我见到很多人对圣诞有很多的预期，他们会怎么过的时候。
Therefore, when I see that Christmas has become a highly anticipated event by so many,
我就会再一次嘅时候要被提醒，喺呢个节日嘅里面，其实重要嘅唔系我哋预期今年我哋会点样过呢个圣诞节。Then
I'm reminded again by this that what my plans are for Christmas is not important.
重要嘅就系 原來一份我哋從嚟冇預期過嘅恩典，原來今日神已經預期咗要賜過俾我哋，賜俾我哋呢一個預期唔到嘅人，原來我哋竟然可以能夠得到呢個嘅恩典。
So what's important is that a saving grace I have never anticipated today.God has given this to all of us who had never anticipated receiving such a gift.
而呢一份冇預期過嘅恩典，又係點樣過去裏面，你要改變你同我喺一啲冇預期過嘅情況嘅底下，去扭轉你同我嘅生命。
So I'm also reminded that under so many unanticipated circumstances before, how this unanticipated saving grace had transformed my life and your lives forever.
不過生命因為耶穌基督的緣故，在一種沒有預期過的情況底下被扭轉，其實這件這些這樣的事情又豈只是得我經歷過呢？
However, when life is transformed under unanticipated circumstances by Jesus, I can say that this is not my unique experience.
因為等陣嚟到我哋當中，你要接受洗禮的十位的基督徒弟兄姊妹，他們都很想告訴你聽，在他们的生命同样都是这样，就是在一种没有预期过的情况底下，因为耶稣基督令到他们的生命扭转。
So for those 10 brothers and sisters about to be baptized, they have also experienced. So they want to show us, under unanticipated circumstances, their lives are transformed by Lord Jesus.
所以他们就是这样来计划，就是今天要透过今天在大家的面前来到接受洗礼这个的过程，来要跟大家来分享他们是怎样在一种没有预期过的情况底下，你要给主耶稣基督改变他们生命的故事。
So it's their wish to share with you through today's baptism that how Jesus has transformed their lives under so many unanticipated circumstances.
他们是谁呢？这样他们包括了有 Phoebe, Carol, Janet, Paul, Rosa, Rosanna, Sharon, Suki, Wayne 和 Kenny.
So they are those 10 names we justmentioned. Okay, Phoebe, Carol, Janet, Paul, Rosa, Rosanna, Sharon, Suki, Wayne, and Kenny.